CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
Your life reimagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you.
248-545-SOUL.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. This is Voices of Soul. We have a little bit of a change up today, though. Today we have my in-house astrologer, Nancy Arruda, who's from Universal Sky, because Jean Adrian is off on a cruise. Okay? Tell me that I am so excited for her. I know, eh? Oh, yeah. Okay, so today we're going to do a little bit special. We're going to talk about what Jean does and what I do. But when you call in, and I know everybody's kind of going through some stuff, and we're going to talk in a minute about some of the stuff that's going on, because Nancy has the inside scoop from the astrological perspective. But Nancy, when you call in, or if you leave a... if you leave an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio, add in your date of birth, because Nancy likes to take a look at that, and she takes that into account when we do our reading. So instead of getting a clearing and a reading, you're going to get two readings from the two of us. So I'm Laura Houston from Intuitive Soul, and today we have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Usually we have Jean Adrian. She's the developer of Inner Speak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And her website is jeanadrian.com, and it's a resource for personal and professional transformation. While you're there, sign up for her newsletter, and she'll give you a two-week trial of membership of the online Inner Speak cards. And I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, intuitive holistic healer for the past 18 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist people to feel expansive and empowered as they move from your heads to your hearts. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. All right, so Nance, give us a scoop, because I know that we are going through, like a lot of people are going through, and this week is, I'm afraid to say, it's not going to be, it's going to be a crazy week.
Yeah, it is. It is a little intense right now. Tomorrow, May 15th, at approximately 10:32 Eastern Daylight Time, the planet Venus, which is all about our values and beliefs, our personal values and beliefs, and it's also about love and beauty, is going retrograde at 23 degrees of Gemini, 59 minutes.
Yeah.
So
we talked a lot about Venus going retrograde on my show, Intuitive Soul, because Nancy's with us, you know, a couple times a month and a little bit more recently. But but for those of Voices of Soul, they don't really know a lot about what happens when Venus goes retrograde. So why don't you explain a wee bit?
Okay. So typically, when a planet's moving in its forward direction, we embrace those energies in a forward motion. So like we work towards those energies. When it slows down and stations retrograde, we pull that planetary energy on an inward level. And when Venus goes retrograde, it's really about, you know, grasping your feelings on an internal level around the concepts of what do you value and believe in? Where do you focus your love vibration? And when I say love, I'm not talking necessarily about partnerships, but anything that you love to do. So your heart-centered consciousness, where do you project that out in the world? And while she's retrograde, you're kind of reevaluating that projection. So there's this tendency to internalize how you're feeling. In the sign of Gemini, it's also pulling in communications. So how are you communicating that vibration of love, or those things that you love doing, or what it is that you value? And really open up the internal dialogue with the self during this time period. She, like I said, she goes retrograde on May 15th, and she continues retrograde until June 26th. So she will station direct on June 27th at 11:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So it's a good 6 week energy that we'll be working with this vibration of internalizing our deeper feelings, not so much our emotions, but how we feel about what it is that we value and believe in and how we express that feeling of love in our life.
Right.
So that's how we're directing the energy inward.
Right. Plus, Sunday.
Yes, on Sunday, we get the first of two eclipses coming up. We will experience on May 20th at 7:47 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the solar eclipse, which is the new moon eclipse in the sign of Gemini. This particular eclipse, all eclipses are really about clearing. Clearing what no longer serves us on an emotional level and on a spiritual level. So we're talking about our emotional expressions and our soul expressions here. And things that are stopping us from moving forward with things that we desire to do in life, okay, on and overall. How we need to communicate, if we need to change any of our communications, because that's the Gemini vibration. Gemini can also pull in relating to people like your siblings, your neighbors, aunts, uncles. So not so much family, but those, it can pull in some family members. Okay. The moon can pull in your mother or nurturing parent. So it's around energies of releasing communications or relationships that may not serve where it is that you desire to move forward in life. This particular eclipse is transpiring at 00 degrees of Gemini, 20 minutes, and it's really about diving into the unconscious energies. So kind of understanding what's going on in your unconscious mind, making those unconscious thoughts that are going on, making them conscious. And in order to do that, you need to move through your ego. So if your ego is blocking you, which is kind of like your human persona, if it's blocking you from truly understanding what's going on in your unconscious mind, you will have some situations transpire where your ego is going to kind of project itself out there. So the best way to be aware of this is if you notice that, you know, you're having a really hard time with something and there's this projection or this defense or, you know, a lot of frustration or anger coming up, stop yourself and ask, where is it coming from in my mind? What is triggering that type of response? Because that's what it is that you need to look into. So, and as I said, the May 20th eclipse is the solar eclipse. It is the first of two. There will be a lunar eclipse on June the 4th that transpires at 14 degrees of Sagittarius. And here, the full moon eclipse is more of a release than the new moon. So if we look at the new moon is what do I need to release so that I can move forward? The full moon is what do I need to release completely? What is blocking my ability to see into the light of my soul? And that's what it is that I need to release. Mm. And here it's hard to explain the release because we're not close enough for me to tap into the energy yet.
Okay, well, stay tuned. We will we'll definitely come back on that. You can Nancy will be on my show, which is Wednesdays, also from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern time. So she'll be here on next Wednesday. And did you say the next eclipse is on the 2nd of June?
The 4th. June 4th.
The 4th, which is a Monday. Okay.
Monday.
And you won't be back until the 6th. So you'll have to give us some more information on, I don't know if you're going to be able to do it, but we're going to try. We're going to work something in. So
okay.
There'll be something. All right. So it looks like I didn't really have to even announce what our phone number is because people are already calling in. But so if you do want a reading from the both of us, I would recommend calling in now because it is getting a bit busy. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. If you come in on instant feedback, just be really clear about what your question is. And also because Nancy's here, add in your date of birth because she looks at the vibration of your date of birth. All right, so why don't we take our first caller and we'll talk more about I guess the energies if we have time. All right, so it's Brittany from Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hi, Brittany.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. So, Brittany, did you see the date of birth, Nancy?
Yes, I did.
Okay, awesome. Just want to make sure. So give us an idea of what's going on, Brittany.
I'm sorry?
Lost. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, why you're feeling so lost.
Oh, well, you know, I have different feelings and different things where I feel like I'm a healer or a light worker. Maybe I don't know the difference. I feel like I'm here and I need to help, but I don't know how to do it. Like, I don't know the direction that I need to go, what it is that maybe I should focus on, because I'm so, like, spinning.
Okay. All right. That's a fair thought. Okay. When you think about what you want to do, now, I know Jean has a different kind of definition for light bearer. I think that light bearers are those of us that come here to hold a vibration of light. I think we all come here to hold a vibration of light. I think we're all here really, truly working on ourselves first and foremost, because that's where all change has to occur. And all the gifts that come up with us get strengthened by us doing our own work. So what I would say to you is, where are you in your own evolution? Where are you? What are you feeling? What are you feeling that you need? Where are you being drawn to connect with?
I don't know. I definitely have a spiritual connection as far as the need, like when I'm working, I volunteer at a horse ranch and I work at a hospital. And when I'm working with people, I just get information that I know by asking them is right.
Right.
Or so it's almost like on a, maybe like a spiritual level of helping them heal. I don't know. It's so confusing.
Well, I know what Nancy's going to tell you, because I just realized how old you were.
Yeah.
So Nancy's going to tell you something that is maybe help making a little bit more sense. I know that that's when I went through my transformation as well. I'm going to say right now, from what I see, things are looking pretty good for you. So I know that you're feeling a little bit lost, but I'm feeling like all the things that are sort of drawing you, like, you know, wanting to connect with the horses and like all those things that you just talked about, like that's exactly where you're supposed to be right now. So I'm feeling really positive. Like I've got really amazing cards for you right now. Like, you know, the success in love. Are you in a relationship?
I am.
You are. Yes. And it's a very strong one.
Yes.
Yeah. So like that part of your life is in really good place right now.
It is. Yep. I feel like overall, like a lot of people are like, well, this is the year of the change and a lot of bad stuff, but this is like the best year of my life so far. I'm halfway through nursing school and I'm having all these connections and like dreams with people that have passed over or been helping people like on this side. And I'm just like, yeah, let's just keep going. But like I said, I want to like focus.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. And like, and that's just it. I think Nancy's going to bring a little bit more to light when we come back from break, because we're going to have to go to break. But
okay.
When she comes back, Nancy's going to tell you a little bit about what's happening in your 29th year.
Okay.
But honestly, like, things are good. Like, just be really grateful for all the stuff that's happening and all the connections you're making and all the things that are going on, because I see really positive things for you. So I'm like really happy to see these cards. So, you know, you've got like lots of just celebration and new beginnings. And like I said, the love is really strong. So be happy with that. But we're going to We're going to go to our first break. So stay on the line, Brittany.
And okay.
We'll give you her reading when we get back. But you're listening to Voices of Soul. We have today Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com and myself, Lori Houston, from IntuitiveSoul.com. And if you want readings, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Listening to Voices of Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Thursday is a power-packed day here on the Sky.
Join us at noon for the I'm Thankful Network. At 1 p.m., it's the Dr. Pat Show. At 4 p.m., Colette Baron-Reed takes the stage for the Colette Baron-Reed Show. The Colette Baron-Reed Show, where intuition, practical spirituality, great advice, a little woo-woo fun, and fabulosity meet. Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. Powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and Radio.com.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Can you get me? Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Is Voices of Soul, but if you're just joining us, Jean Adrian is off today, and we have my in-house astrologer, Nancy Arruda, and Nancy is from Universal Sky. I'm from Intuitive Soul, and we are talking still with Brittany, and Nancy's going to fill Brittany in on what's going on that's kind of maybe making helping her feel lost.
Yeah, well, typically around your 29th birthday, there's an astrological event that transpires, and it's called your Saturn return. And what Saturn return is where you're kind of letting go of the child and embracing the adult within. So, like, what's happening is Saturn out in the universe today is returning to the exact same spot of where it was when you were born. Saturn's vibration is typically connected to our career, and it quite often, a lot of people don't like Saturn because it imposes limitations and restrictions on individuals so that we can create a firm foundation or work through what it is we've come here to work through. So a lot of people do call it the karmic planet. Does have a tendency to have heavier energy, and typically when people approach their Saturn return, they get lost. It's kind of like there's this intuitive disconnection that happens, and it's like you're not allowed to ask spirit for guidance. You need to make your own choices and move forward in your own directions without having that intuitive channel connected to your guides on a conscious level. So with Brittany, I'm going to say that Brittany is highly intuitive. So the feeling of loss sensation, she still may be able to connect with individuals, but it's like you're having a difficult time knowing what to do with that connection because your own connection to your higher self is being buffered so that you can learn and make choices of free will that are in alignment with your soul's past or path. Does that make sense, Brittany?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, you are going through a harder phase in life. You're what I call a one-hit wonder. And what that means is, typically when you have your Saturn return, it lasts for about a year and a half. And there's three hits. So you'll get a forward-moving hit, a retrograde hit, and then a forward-moving hit. And that's why it takes a long period of time. For you, because when you were born, Saturn was at 1 degrees of Scorpio, it's only going to hit 1 degree of Scorpio once.
Oh, aren't you lucky? It's no wonder everything's perfect. No, really?
The difficulty with one hits is there's more intensity. Mm. Okay, so it's like for the people that experience it over a year and a half with three hits, you're experiencing what most people would experience over a year and a half within 6 months.
Oh.
Okay, so like the energy is shrinking and intensifying for you. So the integration process is still a year and a half, but there's only one hit. So it has more of an impact. And that's going to be around mid-October of this year. So the closer we get to October, the more confused you're going to get or the more lost you're going to feel. And I'm going to say, don't have any despair. Just keep on the path that you're on, because for you, you've already initiated the career change that most people feel during this time. So it's like you're already in alignment with the energy. You're embracing this career change. Work towards the healing right now.
Yeah.
Okay. The other stuff will come later. Horses will help you in the sense that you have Jupiter in Sagittarius, okay? And if we think of the sign of Sagittarius as being half man, half horse, okay, there's a connection to horses. You also have Uranus in Sagittarius, and Neptune in Sagittarius. So there's this energy. So on a symbolic level, horses help you to ground what it is you're experiencing. They also help you connect with your higher self. Okay, so it's like you do your own healing while you're connecting with horses. So I'm going to say, like, keep the connection with horses active because it's going to help you on your path.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you at all?
It does, because when I think about going to work with the horses and the people that we work with, I mean, it just, to me, I call it, it's my soul feeding.
Yes, it will. It'll make you feel big. It'll make you feel expansive. It actually opens up your heart chakra and makes you feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's that connection you need to keep alive during your Saturn return, because it'll help you through this period of intensity easier. Like, keep doing the healing, whatever healing it is that you're doing, okay? Whether it's intuitive or whether it's logical, it doesn't matter. Just keep doing it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So,
and things will fall into place.
Yeah, things will fall into place. And like I said, you may, you know, continue to question your path and keep questioning and keep looking for answers, but also keep moving forward with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's no particular, like some people have said, you know, start with Reiki, or some people said, you know, maybe you should do Theta Heal. Like, I don't.
You need to go with what feels best with you right now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So whatever path you feel more drawn to, mm-hmm. and if you can't pick, flip a coin.
Yeah.
Okay?
I would go with whatever, like, I would, you know, check out a few people. Like, if Reiki's great, it's only as, I mean, it's as good as you are or as good as the teacher that connects you. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things out there. I don't get caught up in what other people say. Follow your own passion. See what kind of resonates with you. I know a lot of people that do Reiki with horses. So if you were going to do something like that, make sure it's connected to the horses. Like, make sure what, like, incorporate it all together.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
But yeah, follow your heart.
Alrighty. I will continue to do that.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
All right, so our next caller is Susan from Delaware, who's got some questions about her stress.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome. Okay, so I believe we've spoken before, and now you are going to be raising your grandchild?
I've actually adopted her.
Ah, you have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. So what's pick what you want to ask us about. I don't know that we can bring both of those questions in. We could if it was a private session, but so pick what it is that you would like to ask us about.
Well, I'm just trying to, manage everything by myself, and it just seems like I'm just keep getting overwhelmed with, the homework and, she's in first grade, and it's just amazing the homework they give these children, but just managing everything on a day-to-day basis, I'm having a problem. Being at work on time, I'm late every day. I tend to be a late person, but I tend to be more late, of course, the more stress that I'm under.
Right.
It just, like, cycles itself constantly.
Okay. All right. Well, what am I getting? I'm getting, obviously, falling back into the new role of being a mother again has added stress into your life. And I think that's the biggest piece here.
Mm-hmm.
I see lots of, like, change coming your way, like a lot of new beginning and transformation. So there's, when did you adopt your grandchild?
Just towards the end of last year.
Okay.
I've had her since she's 4 and she's right. Turned 7.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say that it is possible that the job that you're in is just going to be too stressful for you to continue
mm-hmm.
doing both really well.
Definitely.
I see change, like I see new beginnings. So, this might be a time, and I know your energy is probably a little bit low, but this may be a time to start looking for something that might fit in better with what you're doing so that it doesn't add so much stress to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like something that's more heart-centered, something that's more, that you're more passionate about. Just because I see like a lot of transformation, and I think it's been very difficult for you, this transition, even though you've had her for a while, now that it's kind of been made permanent, you feel even more responsible for her. And so that's kind of adding up, and then that can interfere. But, we don't have a lot of time before we go to our next break, but Nancy, what are you getting? And maybe we can come back after the break and discuss it a bit more.
Yeah, what I'm getting is you need a lot more flexibility in your schedule.
Yeah.
Definitely. you're quite used to having a very strict schedule, and it's like the universe is saying, in order for you to complete your healing that you've just gone through over the last couple years, you need to kind of throw the schedule out the window. Now,
mm-hmm.
we still have to look at the practicality around that, because you probably still need to draw an income, right, in order to support your grandchild.
Exactly.
Yeah, however, it's like you are being asked to look at changing what it is you're doing for an income, something that has more flexibility or the potential to, like, I don't know what your current job involves, but if there's any way that you can work from home some days a week so that you can be highly productive on the in-between school times, right?
Right.
So when she's not in the home environment, if there is any way you can work from home, look at that as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about learning to follow your heart and not so much what you think you need to do based on what society expects from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense to you at all.
It does. It's, everything you're saying makes sense. I'm just having the hard time of getting to where I need to be and following my heart. I haven't followed my heart, I guess, in a long time.
Yeah.
that's where I'm really hung up on. I'm struggled. Because everything's revolving around this child.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a blessing. I mean, I can't say there's a lot of good out of all of this. Not, everybody says, oh, you're doing a great job, but it's not just what she's, what I'm doing for her. She's doing a lot for me. I realize God works in mysterious ways, and I am starting to see that there's reasons for everything happening.
Yeah.
But I just can't seem to been at my job for so long to make that change in today's economy. A lot of things, there's just so many little red flags going up that I that's where I'm struggling.
Okay, so we're going to go to our next break. Nancy and I will discuss it. We might have a little bit more feedback to give you when we come back.
Okay.
But we're going to go to break, so stay on the line.
Okay, great.
And you're listening to Voices of Soul, and this is Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. What's my website? And Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul
with Gene and Lori.
Balancing yin, yang,
and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, but if you're just joining us, Gene is actually away today, and I have my in-house astrologer, Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found at UniversalSky.com, and I, of course, is Lori Houston at IntuitiveSoul.com. And right before break, we were talking with Susan. Susan, I both of us sort of chatted. Nancy has some suggestions. I'm just going to say, you know, she's not your grandchild anymore. She's your child because you've officially adopted her. And I know that that's a bit of a change, but it's a complete change in whole attitude. And, like, I get the mother in you is just very important, but I also get that, you know, you have to make some changes with regards to the career you're in. And that a lot of changes are about to happen. So I would, you know, really look at, well, Nancy's going to give you the advice of following your heart. So, Nancy?
Yeah, like when I was talking to Lori during the break, I'd said, you know, you really need to, I'd mentioned some of your astrological energy. So you have Sun in Pisces and Moon in Virgo. So there's this part of you that wants to be really, really open and have no schedule and just kind of float through your day and go with the flow. And then your Moon in Virgo, which is that mothering energy, is also saying, but you know what? We have to be very structured. We have to be very scheduled. And everything must fall into place on this schedule that's designed for you. And it's but there's this energy saying that you need to give that Pisces influence more credit. You need to really open up to your creative abilities, up to your playful nature. So it's like opening up your heart and feeling the flow more authentically, which means kind of letting go of the schedule to the best of your ability. You're going to be late. Let your boss know you're going to be late, that you're making this adjustment time and this, you know, adjustment period. And, you know, really open your heart, go with the flow. Okay, versus the controlled scheduling, and see if there's something else that's more playful for you to be doing where you can get paid through that instead of the job that you're in right now.
Yeah, I feel that very strongly, that like another type of job has to come in for you. And I get that something will. It's just it's you, you know. You need to make the choice, though, before the choice makes you, in that, you know, it's better for you to start looking versus, you know, have something happen. And I don't necessarily get that anything will happen, but I do get that, you know, you need to find something that's a little bit more supportive of you, you know, being back in the role of a mother.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure what happened, but let's go back to, we have an instant feedback from Christy. This should be interesting. She has a feeling love is coming into her life. Her date of birth looks like September 19th, 72. She's excited, but she doesn't know where to look and when. And then she says, "Fabulous day." All right. So Christy, let's see what I get. 72. Just turned 40?
Yes.
Yes.
Or she will be turning 40.
Oh, yes, in September.
In September. So she's still 39.
And there you go.
Yeah, 39 is a year all about change. So it's like you're transforming. In terms of, because there's that desire for love, or you feel as though love is coming, you know, keep loving yourself. Really pull in that self-pampering, loving who you are minute to minute, day by day. Keep that love in your consciousness. Direct it towards yourself, though. Like, don't necessarily project it out. And let go of when, you know, because when can be such a limitation in terms of attracting something sooner rather than later when we're stuck on this timing. So just really open up that love vibration to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What cards did you get, Lori?
First, I got the moon, so I would say, even though it's not really clear to you, which clearly it's not, just like continue. But then I got the Ace of Cups and the Lover's card. So I'm going to say that love is definitely coming to you. I would also say, you know, focus on you for sure. Like, the more you can vibrate at that loving, compassionate, all the qualities that you want your partner to be, you be. Like, vibrated all of those aspects that you're looking for, the qualities that you're wanting in a partner, really heighten your own unique qualities that are loving and quirky and exciting, and allow that to be part of how you come across. Don't get so focused on, you know, it being Mr. Right and when Mr. Right's coming, like Nancy said. I get that it's definitely coming. And you know, it always starts with us. So, as Nancy was also saying, and it's possible that you may have a choice coming up. But I would say, you know, just be really, truly open and allow that love to flow, because I see, you know, definite love coming into your life, and you will create what you're looking for. It's just a matter of, you know, not being caught up on the timing and stuff. And you know, especially with Venus just about to go into retrograde, you know, kind of let that go. But look at the qualities that maybe the past love relationships have shown you so that you can, you know, be really clear about what you're looking for and what you're wanting. Because with Venus in retrograde, it will allow you to kind of go back into the past and different relationships you've had. So use that space to sort of get really clear about all the different qualities you're looking for, what you're not looking for, how you're wanting, you know, a relationship to complement your life. What else are you getting, Nance?
Back to the change vibration again. I quickly, while you were talking, then looked up her planets.
Okay.
There's a tendency to be really hard on the self because you have both the Sun in Virgo and Mercury in Virgo. So there's that critical, self-criticalness. Your Moon in Aquarius says you don't like to be restricted. You require a sense of freedom. So within any type of relationship that you desire to attract, you know, ensure that you still have that internal freedom going on within you and around you. So, like, really approach any relationship with fun, even if there is a lot of intense love vibration there, because you require that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of cards, it's like when I look at the cards that I got for her, I'm getting this, there's a sense of duality around it. So there's this, you know, I really want to be in a relationship, but I'm not sure what I want in a relationship. And I think take the Venus retrograde and define that. Define what it is you want in a love vibration. What type of relationship do you desire to have? You know, and move forward that way. But you really need to define it a little bit more in terms of what you're looking for in a partner. And I'm not going to say restrict it to all those qualities, right? Be open with some of the qualities. If there's things that you don't want to be open with, don't, right? Because, like, there's certain things we look for in other people, and typically when we're looking for that in someone else is because we're trying to experience it within ourselves as well. So any part of your list of defining what it is that you're looking for, ask yourself then, how can I bring that more into being right now within myself? And, you know, just be really open.
Yeah. 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 It definitely how you can, you know, how you can be that is incredibly important. But yeah, be open and just enjoy and have fun and not get too caught up. I know that, you know, we're always sort of wanting love to be the priority. And that's because mostly we're looking for that love within ourselves.
Yes.
And that's that piece that we sort of miss because we're always looking outside of ourselves. So, you know, start with yourself and just sort of let things flow. But we are going to be going to break shortly. If you have a question, both Nancy and I are available, so give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, so the solar eclipse. So let's talk about Venus a little bit more so people know what.
Okay, so the Venus retrograde?
Yeah, like things not to do.
Things not to do during a Venus retrograde. Spend lots of money.
Oh, yeah. Change your hairstylist or get a whole brand new haircut.
Yeah, no. Do not do that. I tell you, I used to be a beautician, and I have some Venus retrograde horror stories with people wanting this whole new look. Like, and so I'm going to highly suggest, based on my past experience, if you are a blonde, do not become a redhead during a Venus retrograde. Never. Do not get plastic surgery, right. Or change your physical appearance. Stay away from permanent makeup during this time. You know, tattooing would be another thing because we're talking about how we project ourselves on a physical level. and what we believe beauty to be and how much value we put into that beauty. If you have a lesson, you know, around, you know, if you put too much emphasis into beauty itself, then during the Venus retrograde is when you're going to learn it.
Right. Well, so, we're going to go to break.
Okay.
And we'll talk more about this and the eclipses. And we're freaking our engineer out because she was, like, not sure. She's already spent money and did it over the weekend. And sounds like she might have done something with her hair or something. We're just – Venus goes to retrograde tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
However, there is a little bit of a shadow period now. But we're going to go to break. You're listening to – She's so cute. You are listening to Voices of Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Mondays are motivational on New Sky Radio. At 1 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Voices of Soul with Jean Adrian and Lori Houston. Voices of Soul provides intuitive advice and assistance for all areas of your life. Jean and Lori combine years of background in the psychic and healing arts to help you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve. At 2 p.m. Eastern, join Sky host Kimmy Rose Zaff for interviews. Interviews features many of today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the areas of mind, body, spirit, including people like Damian Brinkley, Greg Braden, and Dr. Patch Adams, and many others. Join the conversation. New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and Radio.com.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Dean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. If you are just joining us, Jean Adrian is not with us, but Jean Adrian can be found on her website, jeanadrian.com, where she is the developer of Inner Speak cards, which we usually do on the show. But today we have our special guest and my in-house astrologer, Nancy Arruda, who is from Universal Sky, who's been offering readings. We've sort of been doing a duel on readings. And realized that we possibly could do that for the Sky listeners as well. We neither one of us do half-hour readings, but if you would like readings with the two of us, and it would be a half hour, we would be available. You can contact us on either of our websites, intuitivesoul.com or universalsky.com. So half hour would be $75. We did get a response back from Christy, who was looking for love. And I just want to, she made one interesting point about a vision board. Okay, so I'm just going to say, I really did like The Secret, and I think it had some positive things. I also think it had a lot of misleading things. And one of the things about a vision board is it's really hard to think of qualities of a person when you're just creating a vision board that is very visual. Okay, so I would look at qualities as feelings and not so much as what he's going to look like, but as, you know, what qualities you want in a relationship. So are you looking for infidelity? Are you looking for... not many people would be, but are you looking for somebody who's going to be stable and passionate and truthful and honest and committed? Committed is a big one for men. Like, think about the qualities that you want in a relationship more so than the visuals that you get on a relationship. So that's all I would say with regards to a vision board, especially when you're trying to attract a new mate or potentially a life partner. Think about more the qualities and then radiate those qualities out. Be those qualities. Become those qualities, because that's kind of how the law of attraction works. You're going to bring into your life exactly what you need. So think about the things that you want as qualities, not as visual stimulation, but as a quality.
Yeah, I agree. But the thing with the vision board, one thing you can do, because quite often what people will do is look for an image that represents a quality. And
sure.
Yes, you can get that, but you could also write the word.
Yeah.
And then when you look at your vision board and see that word, bring that feeling into being. So yeah. Use it as like a reminder to bring that feeling into your own being. So, and if you do words, do it in your own handwriting.
Yeah.
Okay. It helps infuse your own personal energy into it. So like those are some things that I suggest to people who like, you know, utilizing the visual component,
right.
You know, put the words on there too.
Yeah. I'm so not a visual person. So visual to me doesn't mean, doesn't help me, because it doesn't help me connect. I need the feeling base of it to connect.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we, that's just what, but yes, we're glad that you are, you sent us a very long response, but good.
Yes.
We're happy.
I like feedback. So like, yeah. I love getting the feedback, whether it's long or short, right? So just when it's longer, it takes longer to read it.
It does so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about things not to do at Venus retrograde.
Yes.
Unless, of course, you have Venus, apparently, if you have Venus retrograde in your chart.
If you're born with Venus retrograde, then this is actually a very beneficial time for you.
Right.
Any Venus retrograde periods. But we're looking at a 6-week window every 2 years. So, and that's when Venus retrogrades. I believe it's every 2 years.
It is. 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah. So close to every 2 years, right? So yeah, if you know you're born with a Venus retrograde, I'm going to say your energy is more introverted most of the time. And it's when Venus goes retrograde that you actually tap into that inner vibration and express yourself outwardly.
Right. But it's definitely a great time to go over your past relationships, what worked, what didn't work, so that you can, you know, build on that energy of what you're wanting to create.
Definitely.
Yeah. And any relationship that probably starts during this time is probably very karmic.
Yeah. And open up to communications too, like communicating with other people.
Because it's in Gemini.
Because it's in the sign of Gemini. So it's like if you have something within yourself that you notice you need to change within your values and belief systems and you need more clarity, then communicating it alone, like just even if you pick up a pen and paper and write out your thought process, that will help you understand what it is you're learning or what you need to change within your values or your relationships and how you love yourself more or, you know, how you need to love yourself more. Quite often, Venus retrograde can be intense. It's an internal intensity, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we don't have a lot of time before we have to end, but tell us a little bit about the eclipse. And this is a new moon, so it's a solar eclipse.
This is a solar eclipse. I can't stress enough, especially in the sign of Gemini, the writing component, okay, or the communication component. It's one thing to hear your thoughts in your head. It's another to put them on paper. So in order to identify with what's going on in your unconscious mind, if you don't want to attract these situations that can seem somewhat traumatic in the moment, you know, really process what it is that you are thinking. And it's not just about thinking when we look at the eclipse. It's also feeling. So it's kind of like this internal thought feeling process that's going on. Okay. Really communicate with yourself. If you need the help of somebody else to guide you through that communication, then, you know, there's Lori or myself or, you know, psychologists, close friends, whoever it is, can help you process what it is that you're thinking.
Yeah.
During this time. So, yeah.
And usually eclipses, they last, I mean, they can...
Well, there's intensity 2 weeks before to 2 weeks after. Now, they're right. 2 weeks apart, so we're looking at the sixth window of intensity. Probably right. started last week.
Right.
Okay. So, but we're integrating the eclipse lessons for a six-month period.
Mm.
So it pulls us into the next set of eclipses, which I believe, I haven't looked up the dates, but I believe they're towards the November.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So one of the things I did miss on Christy's follow-up letter was that she's finally enjoying life after the loss of her only sibling, and she feels that he's guiding her. He's definitely guiding you. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely around you and you're the whole family to assist with understanding what's going on. But, yeah, so Nancy will be back on Wednesday and
yes.
from 1 to 2, and if we will probably explore some of this even more in depth. So if you're wanting to know more about the eclipses and Venus retrograde and getting some readings, connect in with our show then. But you're listening to, I was going to say Intuitive Soul, you're listening to Voices of Soul. Jean Adrian will be back. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com. You've been listening with Nancy Arruda from universalsky.com and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And, we'll connect with you next on Wednesday. So have a great day. You're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.